You're not alone.
Hello there, and welcome to another episode of the Salt Mines X-Wing Podcast, a podcast dedicated to the backbone of the X-Wing community. That's right, people just like you, doing what they can to get better at the game. I'm your host, Sailor Joe, and first off, I'd like to apologize for missing an episode. For those that haven't been listening and following along, I have been internationally traveling, and the ship that I was on was delayed pulling into port, so I was not able to record and get an episode out at the normal time. So this is kind of a bonus episode, and then we will be back to our every other week schedule. Now, just the normal housekeeping things. I'm going to kind of do them all at the beginning of the episode, and then we'll get into the episode. If you are not a patron and would like to support the podcast, please consider going to patreon.com/saltminesxwing and becoming a patron today. We will be starting a monthly ship giveaway based on the number of patrons that we have. It will be randomly generated based off your level. The standard $1 level gets you one entry into the giveaway, and the high level, which I believe is $5, gets you three entries into that giveaway. And we will be starting that up when I return, which should be sometime in the beginning of August if all goes well. Next, please consider leaving a review on however you consume this podcast. It really means a lot to me. All right. So for this episode, I want to talk about, well, actually, hold on. Before I get started, one more little thing. Someone pointed out that my mic was bad before, and I actually reached out to the company that my mic was with, and they sent me a replacement. However, I did not have enough room to bring that replacement with me on this trip, so I am using a pretty crappy mic, so I apologize for the audio of this episode and the next couple of episodes. I will do what I can to hopefully not make the audio suck so bad, but just bear with me as we go through this kind of my limited equipment here. All right, so getting into the episode, let's talk about mental health and X-Wing. And I think some of this speaks to the larger issue of gaming and mental health in general, but I don't really want to get into that. There's a lot of data out there supporting both the positives and negatives of gaming and mental health, especially in this COVID environment. And I'm nowhere near an expert on the matter. So if you really want to learn more about the subject, I highly encourage you to look into it yourself. So mainly what I want to talk about is how X-Wing affects my own mental health. And this might not be anything near what you experience, and if not, try to enjoy the lessons in the episode, or just skip it altogether if you don't feel that it's going to help you. But if you go through anything similar, let's walk through this path together and see if we can forge a way through. So what exactly am I talking about? Well, as many of you know, as you may or may not know, I'm currently in isolation as part of a country's precautionary travel rules. And because I have nothing better to do, I signed up for Gold Squadron's Dagobah tournament. We all know that as far as online X-Wing goes, I'm a 2 and X player. And my last tournament went so badly that I went 0-6. And I want you to walk through my mental states at the times leading up to and throughout the tournament. Now, I love X-Wing. Right now, I love to hate it. I think it's a phase. I think. If not, keep an eye on eBay and you'll see my collection go up there. I've got some pretty interesting stuff, including a Worlds Plo Koon and a Gen Con edition in one. But that's a little drastic. I'm not planning on doing any of that right now. But so before I get much further along, I want to point out that I take medication daily to deal with my own mental illness. I have persistent depressive disorder and a general anxiety disorder, meaning that my normal mental state is about a 3 on a 1 to 10 scale. That's normal for me. My highs are the average person mids, and my lows dip below the average person's worst days. I don't say this for sympathy or anything else, but only to give context to the rest of the episode. So when I first signed up, I was excited to fly again, but also incredibly nervous to fly. I hate doing poorly, and I still like to consider myself at least a 3-3 player, even though there's a lot of data to point otherwise. Adding to the general anxiety that was starting to build was that I haven't found a list that I absolutely love flying. But I had 48 hours to figure it out. So I started testing a bunch of different lists, and I mean a bunch. I started off with Avenger in First Order and a list around him, but I thought that the I-3s would be teched against a little bit too much, so I kind of moved away from that and moved into some what I call For the Empire lists, or which is 4 Empire I-4s. And I like these, but I didn't love them. And so I went back to a Republic debuff list that I've literally been working on for years and still haven't gotten right. And with each game I played, and I had time to play a lot of games, my anxiety grew. And finally, I reached out to a friend. You all know him. Actually, I had him on the episode, Mitchell Rabb, and asked him for a suggestion. And he gave me 2. Both scum lists, both pretty interesting, probably beyond my ability to fly on short notice. And so I spent some time kind of really thinking about what I wanted to fly, and I had decided on a Republic list that I was working on. And as I do with every list I fly in the Gold Squadrons event, as I'm a graphic designer, I went and customized it. And this subsided my anxiety just a little bit, but there was still a ball in my gut. So now we're 24 hours before the event. The night before, I went to bed and I prayed. Now, I'm not suggesting that this is how you should deal with these issues. I'm just saying this is how I dealt with it. I prayed that I would have fun, that I would at least go 3-3, and that my mental health and anxiety would subside. Or again, at least allow me to have some fun. Now, where I'm located, when I got up in the morning, I had about a half a day before the tournament started. And because it was a Friday night back home, I started my morning off with a remote D&D session and had a good time. And I really enjoyed it. Like, don't get me wrong, it was a fun session. But that ball in my stomach never really went away. So I went through a series of coin flips, or dice, but I don't have any dice here, so I had to use coins. And this is the irrational way that I make decisions when I'm struggling with a choice. I figure if, what's the verse in Proverbs? The lot is cast into the lap, but its every result is from the Lord. Again, not saying you should be religious, this is just how I am. So I figured, well, God knows me best, he knows the tournament best, and he knows what, I mean, this was my thought process anyway. He would at least know what I need to fly. So I did the coin flips and decided to take a nap. I think I had about 2 or 3 hours before the start of the game, after my D&D session ended. And I woke up about 45 minutes before, and updated everything. I completely changed my list and started customizing the new models, customizing the new tokens. Like, it was dumb. But this whole time, my stomach felt like it was going to crumble inside itself. And I finished doing all of the final updates and tweaks about halfway through the player meeting. Overall, I went 2-3 and dropped. Now, I probably could have gone 3-3 if I'd played the other games, but I dropped because I was exhausted and missing triggers. Now, how I performed isn't the important part of the story. At the start of my first match, my anxiety dropped some, but each new game brought a new wave of general uncomfortableness and anxiety. Before my nap, my stomach was in knots. Somehow I did manage to snooze, but it was only by sheer effort because my mind was racing and my stomach hurt. When I finally laid down to sleep at the end of the event, I was exhausted, both physically, even though I hadn't really done much other than sit in front of my computer all day, and mentally. I felt like I had been fighting all day. And even today, the day after the tournament, I still feel drained. So what did I learn? What lessons should I take away from this? Well, first off, let me just point out that prior to the event, I never flew this list. I'd flown the ships before, but never had flown them this way. Had no idea how to set up. I was just kind of gonna go with it. Don't know why. Don't recommend doing that, but even with that being the case, I still enjoyed my games. And one of the things that I found was that even in the midst of all this anxiety, was joy can be found, if you're willing to look for it. So the next thing that I want to point out is, when you make a decision, stick with it and make it early. Give yourself time to practice, regardless of your growing anxiety. I have little doubt that the list that I was going to fly probably wouldn't have performed as well, but I was very familiar with every ship and every trigger, and I wouldn't have made nearly as many mistakes. Don't change your list at the last minute. Just don't do it. Next point, it's still possible to have fun even when losing. And what really kind of stuck out to me on this was my third round opponent. And I'm sorry, I have forgotten the names and I'm too lazy to look them up right now. But he lost playing against me. But he was having fun, and his fun was contagious. Like, even though the dice were going bad for him, for the most part, he did have a really, really awesome advanced proton torpedo shot that just about destroyed one of my ships. But his fun was contagious. And it made me have fun, even though I kind of felt bad. Next lesson, and this one kind of just goes in general, is communicate with your opponents. Voice any concerns that you have. You might sound like a dick, which was my worry, or you might be able to reach an understanding. One of my opponents I was concerned about soap play, so I asked the judge to come and look at it. Well, after the judge came in and kind of watched and talked to us for a minute, I talked to my opponent, and we actually came to an understanding. And I should have just talked to him first, but I didn't. All right, getting back on topic, know yourself. Prepare yourself before and after each of these events. Most importantly, and I cannot emphasize this enough, tell that mean person in your head to go away. And keep telling them as many times as you have to. I know I personally struggle with this. Again, I consider myself a 3-3 player, and I haven't been doing that lately. and it makes the game difficult when you have a high standard for yourself, but you don't live up to that standard. Now, the last thing that I want to point out as a lesson to be learned here is try to understand that anxiety is not your master. It doesn't control you, your actions, or define you as a person. But it can if you let it. So don't. Now, all of this might just be the ramblings of some crazy guy who also happens to like a board game. But if you can relate in any way, please let me know. If you feel that you might need help with a mental disorder, please don't wait. I went more than 30 years with an untreated mental illness, and every day I deal with the decisions of that past. Don't be like me. And this is going to be a shorter episode, but as you all know, I end every episode with a question. So this episode's question is, how do you deal with pre-tournament and tournament jitters? This is Sailor Joe, signing off.
You're not alone.